By 2013, stalwart Senators Joseph Lieberman and Christopher Dodd will represent a past generation in Connecticut politics. In today's Congressional Corner, Rich Clark of the Castleton State College poll tells Allen that the race to replace Lieberman could go either way.
Dr. Rich Clark, you did a lot of work in Connecticut, where you did both your MA and your PhD. What's your take on the United States Senate race to replace Joe Lieberman?
You know, Connecticut has the potential to elect a Democrat or a Republican, and I think Lieberman as the independent just shows that sort of dynamism in Connecticut politics. If I were to guess that the case favors now a Democrat, but I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of money put into that race there to hold that seat for or to get that seat back into the Democratic caucus.
What about Lieberman? Do you think he got out simply because he thought he couldn't win?
I don't know.
Let me put it this way, Mr. Pollster. Do you think he could have won if he stayed in?
Yes, I do. I think Lieberman has such deep roots there and has really been a part of Connecticut politics for so long. The fact that when he lost the Democratic primary, that he was able to put together a coalition and still win the election
as an independent,
shows the power of what he can do in that state.
And yet, you know, there are a lot of Democrats who hate him because they thought, you know, that he was basically
a
Judas when it came to supporting McCain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, that doesn't do him any harm in the Republican side, and that's where he picked up his votes for winning his last Senate election.
I think the numbers from some of the urban centers in Connecticut, including some of the population who were of color and otherwise, what's interesting, he got that vote. But I don't know that he would have ended up with it had they known where he was going with his own politics. It was pretty early. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Joe Lieberman picks his issues and his staunch support of Israel and the fact that he is seen as that champion in the Senate, I think, doesn't hurt him in a lot of areas in western Connecticut. You know, and he brings the bacon home. He's been a good senator for Connecticut for getting things done. It's a small state, and you think of the impact that Joe Lieberman has had. He's a player.
Talk to me about Chris Murphy. We've had him on this station many times. He's bright, he's articulate, he's a hard worker. His constituents love him, despite the fact that he took over for a Republican in the district. What is your sense? Can he beat the lady from the World Wrestling Federation, or will she even prevail in her primary?
She's a marvel to watch. she can defeat herself, I think, sometimes with her rhetoric, but I'm really not sure how that's going to play out.
Of course, Chris Shays is giving her a run for her money, but he lost his seat, you know, but he won't be the first one to lose an election and get something bigger, Abraham Lincoln being a pretty good example. So do you have any sense of how Shays is being regarded? He was, you know, if you wanted to take a Republican home to dinner, he was the one you wanted to take if you were a Democrat. But he lost. And now it's World Wrestling Federation versus Shays, and Chris Murphy has a primary of his own. And when the votes are all tallied, you think you get a Democrat or Republican senator?
Well, I'm really not sure how that one's going to play out. Connecticut can go either way.
Sure.
You know, when you go back to Shays, though, I think this is probably emblematic of a larger issue. You think of Olympia Snow coming out.
Sure.
Those Republicans that, as you say, Democrats wouldn't mind taking to dinner, aren't finding themselves a place in our national politics anymore. More and more, they're being squeezed out, or they feel as if, you know, they're not openly welcomed by their own parties and caucuses.
Your sense of it is Snow thought that she couldn't win a primary?
I think she can win a primary, yes.
But she got out. So let me ask you another question. Ron Paul, how's he playing in Vermont and New Hampshire? And what's your sense of why he's still in this?
Well, I think this is Ron Paul's swan song. This is where he has no reason to get out now. He is a real, he gets a lot of support and activity among youth. New Hampshire, we saw it. We saw it well in Maine. He played well in Maine. He played well in Vermont. The Libertarians are with Ron Paul. He's going to have that small following that is really his. And, you know, with Gary Johnson running as a Libertarian candidate, I think, you know, Paul voters are going to look at the Libertarians before they look at Romney when it all comes down to it. Ron Paul is a really that Libertarian wing of the Republican Party. He's been the most consistent in that regard, and I think the electorate or those that are loyal to him recognize that, and they're not necessarily going to go lockstep with the Republican Party.
So, Professor, let me give you one of the big questions. Do you see any way in which the Democrats can take back the House of Representatives?
I don't, not at this stage. You know, with redistricting, we're seeing more and more safe seats. I would be extremely surprised if they could. I mean, we've even seen where, you know, look at Ohio with the Kaptur and Kucinich race, where, you know, we had these two facing off. Of course, it goes to the more moderate of the two, but that is not the norm. We're tending to get these safe seats where it's the more radical of the not the radical, but the far extremes of the party, and I just don't see that changing any.
How about the Senate? Do you think the Senate could go Republican?
Well, I think the Senate is, I don't think it will, but it is up for grabs. There's a lot of going to be a lot of really exciting races. There's even a chance, I think, that the Democrats are going to pick up some seats. And, you know, Massachusetts is a fascinating one that the last I saw shows a pretty close race. I've seen Elizabeth Warren up by a very small amount.